So he wouldn't get a fair trial and he shouldn't be sent back.
More than 4,000 members of the armed forces are losing their jobs. Up to 2,900 members of the army, 1,000 in the Air Force and 300 servicemen in the Royal Navy are to go. The head of the Bank of England has called for restraint as banks finalise staff bonuses. Appearing before the Treasury Select Committee, Sir Mervyn King also called for the influence of ratings agencies to be reined in. It comes after a number of Eurozone countries had their ratings downgraded last week. The cost of living is still rising, but not as quickly. The CPI rate of inflation dropped to 4.2% last month. That's down from 4.8% in November. And it was a nervy start for Andy Murray at the Australian Open tennis. He lost the first set to American teenager Ryan Harrison before winning the next three. There was a big shock in the women's draw where Sam Stosur, the US Open champion, was knocked out. That's the latest. I'm Claire Gregory.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, you're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. How are you today? Coming up on my show today, I'm going to be speaking to Simon. He is part of the Young Americans group, and I'm going to find out all about the band. Whom I don't know that much about. So stay tuned. He's going to be joining me very shortly in the studio. He's here already chatting to Scott Ross. Many thanks to Scott Ross for his wonderful show. I always look forward to his show and listening to his voice. I was very, very busy with work, so I didn't manage to catch all of his show. But never mind. I'll also be bringing you regular travel updates and an events guide. If you want to get in touch with me today, it would be great to hear from you. I am mindful to move on Twitter. You'll find me on Facebook, Gabriella Clark, and you'll also be able to contact me here in the studio, radio@phoenixfm.com.
This is, I tell you sad stories about my childhood. I don't know why I trusted you, but I knew that I could. We'd spend the whole weekend lying in our own dirt. I was just so happy in your boxers and your t-shirt. Dreams, dreams of when we had just started things. Dreams of you and me. You take me out shopping, and all we buy is
as trainers, as if we ever needed anything to entertain us. The first time that you introduced me to your friends, and you could tell that I was nervous, so you held my hand. When I was feeling down, you'd make that face you do. There's no one in the world who could replace you. Dreams, dreams of when we had just started things.
Like I said, though it's breaking every rule I've ever made, my racing heart is just the same. Why make it strong to break it once again? And I'd love to say I do give everything to you, but I can never now be true. So I say,
think I better leave right now before I fall any deeper. I think I better leave right now, feeling weaker and weaker. Somebody better show me how before I fall any deeper. I think I better leave right now.
I'm here, so please explain why you're opening up a healing wound again. I'm a little more careful, perhaps it shows. But if I lose the highs, at least I'm spared the lows. And I would tremble in your arms. What could be the harm? Feel my spirit come. So I say,
I think I better leave right now before I fall any deeper. I think I better leave right now, feeling weaker and weaker. Somebody better show me out before I fall any deeper. I think I better leave right now. Smile back, like you say you're right on track, but you may never know why. Once bitten, twice is shy. If I'm proud, perhaps I should explain. I couldn't bear to lose you again. I think I better leave right now.
I changed myself for you. I opened up all them doors I'd love to let you in, and now I feel a fool.
You played so many games. I was sitting in just blind to it. From the start, I should have seen everything you did. Every time you smile, I wonder why. Every time you say you love me, I. Every time we touch, I break inside. You left me broken, nothing more to give. When I kiss you on your cheeks and lips, all I ever picture is you with him. No one else could tell his tears. You left me broken, nothing more to give. When I kiss you on your cheeks and lips, all I ever picture is you with him. Does he feel the same as me? As you lay right there, just holding him underneath the sheet. And do I need nothing? 'Cause I gave you everything I could, and you never gave a thing. Every time you smile, I wonder why. Every time you say you love me, I. Every time we touch, I break inside. 'Cause no one else could tell his tears. You left me broken, nothing more to give. When I kiss you on your cheeks and lips, all I ever picture is you with him. You left me broken, nothing more to give. When I kiss you on your cheeks and lips, all I ever picture is you with him.
And that was Maverick Saver, No One. You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. Let's have a look and see what the travel situation is.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells interchange in Basildon and the Saddlers Farm roundabout in North Benfleet in the roadworks area. And there's slow traffic on the M25 anti-clockwise between junction 30 and 29 in the roadworks area there as well. There are roadworks and restrictions on the A176 Upper Main in both directions in Basildon between the A1235 Cranes Farm Road Junction and Billericay. And apart from that, I can't find any other news. But if you've got news of the queues, here's what to do.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
There's nothing better than spending time at the Baytree Centre. So shopping over 25 stores all within the Baytree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Baytree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park. and a wide range of shops, the centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Tamla Motown, rock and roll, soul. Whatever your bag is, we have it all on the Sunday replay. So take a journey through the decades every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4 on Phoenix FM to enjoy the music of your life. Brought to you by Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for the past 60 years.
Don't forget that joining me in the studio very soon indeed is Simon Massey from the Young Americans. He's going to be telling us what it's all about. But it's to do with a group of young actors and singers from America who work with school kids in the UK over the course of a weekend to produce a show. So we'll be hearing much more of that later. Hopefully we'll be joined by Scott Ross as well. The other presenter here, because he probably knows a little bit more about what he's doing than I do, because they're currently having a chat between them.
FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Now, this Thursday, you've only got 2 days to go to make up your mind whether or not you're going to go to a talk titled The Theatrical Costumer. It's presented by Brentwood Museum Society and it will be held at the Gwendolyn Lewis Room of Shenfield Parish Hall, Hutton Road. It's a talk by Ian Harty, this one, and it's £3 to go along. If you need to know more, you can call 01277 212 142, or to find out more of our local events, why not have a look at our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Here's Jamelia, and then I'll be speaking to my guest, or Scott Ross will be speaking to my guest, Simon Massey. I have got it in front of me, but for some reason I've got the surname Webb in my head. I must have read the surname Webb today, because I've got that surname. No, it's Simon Massey from the Young Americans. We're going to be finding out more about that. That was Jamelia. No more. You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. And now I'm going to hand over the control to Scott Ross. Thank you very much, Scott.
Control is probably the wrong word, Gabby, but never mind. I'm very pleased to say I've got Simon Massey, who's the project manager for the Young Americans. He's the project manager for the UK and Ireland here in the studio. Hi, good afternoon, Simon.
Good afternoon.
How are you? Hang on, we need to get a bit closer. Is that the right mic?
Yeah. It is working, but yeah, you do have to talk into the microphone.
All right, okay, right, fine.
Hang on a minute. I'm not sure if it
now, how's that one?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's got the wrong number on it. That's a good start.
Labeled. There we go.
Never mind. Anyway, very much welcome to Phoenix FM here, Simon. And now I believe that you've got an entire whole load of students sort of flying in from the States tomorrow.
We have. It's a pretty exciting day for us. Later on this afternoon, a cast of 45 young Americans will be heading across from Los Angeles International Airport on their way to London Heathrow to begin a three-month tour. So they'll be with us right the way through until April the 4th.
And the tour is going to how many towns across the UK?
We're doing 21 different towns through all of England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales.
Ireland as well, so that's the Republic of Ireland as well as the Northern Ireland. Okay. And that will involve how many students?
Well, every town's slightly different, but we aim to work with around 200, although we have some big projects, of which, hence the reason we're on the radio today, because Brentwood is one of those bigger projects.
Yeah.
We have some big projects that are going to be taking on board more than the 200 students. So, over the 3 months, we'll work with nearly just over 5,000 students, I suspect.
Hmm. And in Brentwood?
In Brentwood, we're hoping to have around 350 students at the Brentwood Centre.
Right, and you're looking for these predominantly, am I right in saying it's from two schools?
Well, the programme that we're running in March is being run, joined with two schools, St Martin's School and the Brentwood County High School. Now, both of those schools have worked with us in the past, so I'm sure lots of your listeners will know the name Young Americans, and we've also worked over in Billericay over the years.
Yes.
So they'll be familiar with us. But this time those two schools have joined together to take on a real spectacle for the region and look to make a much bigger project. So we're down at the Brentwood Centre for our final show. So we'll have a very big number of students involved, obviously, and a real big crowd audience as well.
And the show is on the 25th of March.
23rd.
So 25th? 23rd, your meeting.
Yes. Thank you.
It's all right.
You're holding your notes, I'm not. The show is indeed on the 25th of March at the Brentwood Centre.
Yeah, what time is that?
And we kick off at 7:30 for that one.
7:30, and it goes on for, what is it, two or three hours?
Well, it's about two and three quarter hours total. The first half is the Young Americans, our cast of 45, doing their professional show.
Yes.
And so we bring that, and we bring everything we need, you know, the whole kit and caboodle, lights, sound, costumes, everything we need to put on a professional show.
Yeah.
And that's what Act 1 is. And then the second act of that show is what we've done in the preceding days. And we work with the students for 2 days and two days of workshops. We work with them roughly 16, 17 hours to not only learn the material that we then do in that final show, but also to teach them sort of more general skills of stagecraft, musicianship, dance, but also with a huge emphasis on sort of self-confidence, self-worth, and kind of being able to access something and getting the best out of life.
They don't get long, do they? It's 2 days, 17 hours.
Well, a bit like ourselves. You're right. But we kind of set the benchmark pretty
true.
High.
Yeah.
And we kind of expect from them as we expect from ourselves. We're a very, very, very busy group when we're out on the road. And we just kind of find that if we teach at that pace, we can keep the students really well engaged and they have a great time with us and get the absolute best from the time they spend.
And how many students are you looking for in Brentwood?
Well, in Brentwood and the surrounding areas, we're hoping to have about 350 students in total. Now, right now, we have just over 200. Now, that would be a normal size workshop.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, we're looking for something a little bit special on this one. So, part of the reason that I'm having a chat with you today is really to let your listeners know, and certainly mums and dads, because I certainly recall not taking home all the letters I got from school. Find them in the bottom of bags many weeks later. That the idea is that to let people know that this is going on, towards the end of our interview and the end of the show, to let people know how they can get in touch, find out more information, and get their students signed up.
We can do that at the end, but we might as well do it as well now.
Okay,
let's get it on.
Okay, well, the way to get involved, if this is something that sounds like it's starting to interest you, is to get in contact directly with the Brentwood County High School. There is obviously there's a cost associated with this. The workshop charge is £55. That covers everything over the weekend, including your performance T-shirt that you get to get to perform in. You keep that as a keepsake at the end of the programme. You can also find out more information on our Facebook site for the Young Americans, which is facebook.com/Twitter. No, /Young Americans, my mistake.
And, you've got no notes.
No. And obviously on our Twitter page as well, we can get that information put out there. But if you approach the school, you can either go in person or you can look on the school website and find out information. There's all the information that you're going to need there to find out how to get signed
up. Either of the schools that we talked about?
Well, we're actually just, there's actually one school handling all of the sign-ups.
Oh, right.
So once both schools are programming, the actual person who has the slightly unenviable job of dealing with all of the administration is Liz Lamming, who's our coordinator down at Brentwood County.
Liz Lamming. And she's at indeed. The Brentwood County
she
High.
Is indeed.
Right, okay, fine. Now, you've got 45 flying in from the States, and in a few minutes' time, we're going to try and have a chat with Jenna Young, who I believe is looking after the stateside end, and she's going to be flying in. But maybe we should have a song in the meantime and come back to it then. So, Gabby.
Right, thank you very, very much for that, and thank you so far from Simon as well. Here is Bombay Bicycle Club, Leave It.
Is that Jenna? Can you hear me?
I can definitely hear you.
Ah, there we go.
Hello, Jenna, you can hear us now, can
Hi.
You? Hello.
I can.
This is amazing. Jenna Young, you are the stateside end of the Young Americans, and you're flying in tomorrow.
I am. In about 12 hours, I'm getting on a plane.
Oh, goodness me. You must be getting all your packing ready. Anyway, I wonder if you can I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about the Young Americans. How long have you been doing this?
This is actually the start of my fifth year of being in the Young Americans.
Oh, cracky, quite a long time. And I understand you've been here about three times already.
Yep, I'm going on my third this time, and I am more excited than ever, actually.
Well, it sounds like a very big deal that you've got 21 towns to cover, 5,500 students who are going to be involved. And we've just been talking to Simon all about this, of course. And what we wanted to ask you is a little bit about the actual workshops. What's going to be involved in the workshops?
Oh, gosh, everything from singing to dancing to acting to just having fun with kids and stuff. And it's such an incredible experience.
Well, can you be a little bit more specific as to what the students are going to have to do? Because we're trying to encourage them to come along and get involved, but I think they'll probably be wanting to know a little bit about what they're actually going to be expected to do.
Well, of course, it's a little bit hard to explain because when you are when you're there, you're just kind of taken over by this huge spirit of wanting to do things. But basically, we come into schools and we share our love of music with the kids from around the area, and we show them a variety of dances and a variety of songs, and just teaching them about teamwork and about feeling good about yourself, and showing them things that maybe they don't feel comfortable doing, and just making them feel good about themselves and feeling comfortable doing something else, and showing them how to express themselves in through song and through dance and through poetry and through painting and choreography and things like that.
Well, it all sounds very exciting, but they don't have a lot of time to learn this, do they? Because I understand that the event is actually taking place here in Brentwood, which is on the 25th. You start your workshops on the 23rd. You've got about 17 hours to get them all involved, get them sorted out.
Yes, and to be honest with you, I've been involved in this group for 5 years, and this is my 11th tour, and sometimes I still don't even know how we get all the information taught in those 3 days, and it's an incredible experience.
It sounds very, very exciting.
Hey, Jenna, how's things over there?
Here's Simon.
Lovely.
Are the cast all excited to come?
Oh, my gosh. The cast is dying to get on the plane every single day. I swear, I have someone call me and say, can we just get on the plane? I just want to go to England, because we're a cast of about 45, and about 38 of them have never been over to the UK, and about 20 of them have never actually been overseas.
They might not feel so keen when they know what the weather's like here compared with California. it's
honestly,
sunny,
right,
but it's cold.
It is freezing here in California at the moment.
Really? I didn't think it ever froze in California.
Well, it is.
Well, there you are. It's supposed to be a little bit milder by the weekend. I think we're expecting sort of 11 or 12 degrees, so it won't be too horrific for them. But anyway, I think that the group are all aged between 18 and 21. Is that right?
Yes, there are actually about 23 on this cast.
18 to 23, and they're all post high school, and they're this performing arts college. And how long do they stay there?
How long do they stay at the college?
Yes,
you can join. Most people after they graduate our high school have moved to California when they're young at 18, and you can kind of stay however long you feel like doing it for. As you can see, I'm a little bit of an old-timer, and I just wanted to stick around because I love it so much.
Sounds good to me. Well, it sounds very exciting, and I'd like to wish you all the very best of luck with this tour, because I know it's going on for about 3 months, and you're ending up in Cornwall on the 4th of April, I believe.
Yes, sir, we are.
Well, very good luck with it, and thanks very much for talking to us. And
thank you so much, sir.
Not at all. I'm not sir. I'm Scott Ross. That's my name. I forgot to give you my name. Never mind. Anyway, all the very best with it, and we'll play some music now and talk to you and on. And best of luck. Bye bye.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Was Badly Drawn Boy Once Around the Block. You're back with Gabby on Drive. I'm just going to give you a travel update because it is that kind of time that you're probably thinking, what is the travel situation? And then we'll be speaking again to Simon. So get your pen and paper ready.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's queuing, traffic and delays on the M25 anti-clockwise between junction 30 and 29 because of an accident earlier on in the roadworks area. All lanes have been reopened. Average speed is 15 miles per hour, so it's taking an extra 30 minutes in that section. Slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells Interchange in Basildon and the Saddlers Farm roundabout in North Benfleet in the roadworks area. And also, don't forget that the A176 Upper Main in Basildon has got roadworks and disruptions between the 81235 Cranes Farm Road Junction and Billericay. No reported incidents on the tubes.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Driving instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass Driving School? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years' experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy to Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
Every Monday evening at 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, tune in to The Interesting Alternative Show with me, Steve Davis. If you're wondering what type of music I'll be playing on the show, well, that's a tricky one to explain. Because if you've never heard of the musical genres Zool, Rio, Canterbury or Avant Progressive, then it will be very much a journey into the all unknown for you. If you like something a bit different, though, then The Interesting Alternative Show will be for you. Every Monday night from 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, The Interesting Alternative Show in association with The Money Shop, 1 High Street, Brentwood.
And I'm now going to hand you over to Scott Ross and Simon.
Right, Simon, that was very fascinating talking to Jenna Day and the USA.
Wonders of modern technology.
I'm still overcome. We got it all to work. Anyway, perhaps you'd just like to go over again how people can get involved in this.
Yeah, really. I mean, to me, as a musician myself, as somebody who's spent most of my adult life working with music and drama, if you are somebody in the Brentwood area, within about 10 miles or so, and you really love getting involved with the arts, you love music, you love drama, you love dance, maybe you're already involved with other groups and clubs. That's not to say you can't come and get involved with us at all. It runs over the weekend, so it's not going to involve any missing of school, so there's no problems with that. You just need to have a nice word with mum, dad, or auntie, uncle, or grandma and say, hey, I really fancy having a look at this, and is there any chance I can get involved? And
what age would you need to be here?
Okay, so from here, if you are in year 5, right the way from year 5 all the way through to year 13, so we've got a really big age range in there, mm-hmm. and you'd also find that, Jenna talked a lot about people doing things that they might not normally do. That is quite a big part of what we do. And for some people, the biggest part of that is getting involved in something where they might not necessarily know somebody. There are lots and lots and lots of people who are going to be involved in this workshop program who might know one or two people. They might not know anybody at all. But I can assure you, by 6 o'clock that first night, they're going to have a whole bunch of new friends.
And they're going to get out of the comfort zone and get into something which is completely different, yeah?
It is completely different. On every level, Jenna's story we didn't get a chance to tell in full on air, but Jenna started out life with Young Americans starting in a workshop just like the one that we're offering today. Mm-hmm. And 5 years, well, actually probably more, 7 years later, she's now coming out into England on a third tour, having toured in Japan, Germany, mm-hmm. Ukraine, all over the world with Young Americans. So she's had an incredible number of opportunities by taking part in this workshop program itself.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much indeed for that, Simon, and very best of luck with the whole thing.
Well, thank you very much.
Did you want to give any contact details?
Absolutely. Well, I understand that very generously Phoenix are going to post the details for Liz Lamming on the Phoenix Facebook page.
Right.
So there'll be an email address there to contact Liz directly, and reminder that Liz is at the Brentwood County High School. Mm-hmm. You can also contact the Brentwood County High School directly, telephone, mm-hmm. or in person. If you find all that information on the school website as well, mm-hmm. so you can do that. And again, through the Young Americans Facebook webpage at facebook.com/YoungAmericans.
I love these forward slashes and dots. Okay, thank you very much indeed, Simon.
Thank you.
Okay, back to you, Gabby. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was brilliant. Make sure you do those things. But as was already mentioned, we will be posting those details up on the Phoenix Facebook page very shortly indeed. Let's have a look at some local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
on Friday the 20th of January, this Friday to Sunday the 22nd. Don't miss out on the Brentwood Music Weekend happening in the Brentwood Theatre. It's three nights of breathtaking music featuring blues, flamenco and Latin jazz. It's £10 to go along per night or £15 for two tickets. Call 01621 890153 or have a look at the website allthews.essex-live.co.uk for more details.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
She ties the bus into the nursery, although she goes herself. did you do? What did you say? Or did you walk or did you run away? Where are you now? Where have you been? Did you go alone or did you bring a friend? I need to know. Keep on smiling for me. What went right and what went wrong? Was it a story or was it a song? Was it overnight or did it take you long? Was knowing your weakness what made you strong? Or all the above? Oh, how I love to see you smiling. And oh yeah, take a little pain just in case. You need something something that you could smile about. Say, for instance, my girlfriend, she bugs me all the time. But the irony of it all is that she loves me all the time.
Oh, see.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is